The Lord is a great Lord, Alan, and He is greatly to be praised for all the marvelous things He's done, as we've heard in the praise reports, as we see with our own eyes. Just look at creation this morning. Look out at the view from Port Ludlow, and you know our God has it all together, and He is absolutely fantastic, awesome, majestic, and He knows how to do it, right? Is that right, Pat?
Yes.
He knows how to do it. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Psalm 48 talks all about Him and the wonderful things He does. And it shows also the relationship between our God and His people. Are you one of His people?
Yes.
Amen. As we get closer and closer and closer to Him every day, we can put our name in the Bible where it talks about being His people. Your own, your very own name inserted in there in the promise verses. It's really kind of neat. It puts a smile on your face in a dark and gloomy world to be His and know for assurance that you're His, and whatever He does, you're going to stay as close to Him as you can, right? And never be shaken away from Him. So whatever is coming ahead, whatever happens, you know that you're going to be with Him. Amen. So it starts, the psalm starts with great is the Lord, and then it talks about Him, and then I love the ending, for it says in verse 14, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen. Is that true for you in your life? Huh? Is that how you feel about Him? Let's stand and let's say these two verses together. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen. Amen.